both in Megillas Esther as well as in Shoshanas Yaakov, we emphasize the everlasting nature of Purim. Zichrom lo Yosuf Nizaram, Shuasam Hayisla Netzach. And one can't help but wonder that what is it uniquely about Purim that somehow imparts an everlasting message? This is highlighted by the Medrash Shachar Tov that writes, subject to many different interpretations, that La Sidlova will commemorate each and every Yontif differently. Moed somehow will be expressed in a different sense, but not true when it comes to Purim, because Vizichrom lo Yosuf Mizaram. Technically, when it comes to each and every Yontif, it commemorates Yitzias Mitzrayim, Mamed Har Sinai, undeniably Nisim Gluyim. And there the Gemara tells us in Brachos and Daf Yud Beis Mabeis, the Shitui Paskan like Ben Zoma, that Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is true now, but not Lahavi Limos HaMashiach. Ben Zoma cites the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, in Yamim Baim Num Hashem, that ultimately, when we experience the Gula Hasida, and we have to reference Nisim, we're not going to look back at Yitzias Mitzrayim, but rather that we can describe the Nisim Gluyim that we experience at that particular time. And if the purpose of each and every Yontif is to commemorate those Nisim Gluyim, we understand why Ben Zoma says that right now Yitzias Mitzrayim, but not necessarily La'asid Lava. And maybe that's part of the biur, that medrash, that the focus of Yontif will somewhat shift, but not true when it comes to Purim. Because the Gaon comments in the very beginning is biur, in Megillas Esther, that Purim does not correspond to Nisim Gluyim. After all, that the Nisim of Purim were hidden, they were eclipsed, they were Nisim Nistarim, just as the Shem Hashem is not evident in the Pshuto Shemikra of Megillah. The same thing is true in the events of Purim, that every single event one perhaps could dismiss as being that which was natural, but undeniably, when you read and experience the Megillah from beginning to end, obviously the Yad Hashem is something that is absolutely pronounced. When it comes to an Nes Nigla, you don't need any sense of perspective, any sense of context. You witness an Nes like Kriyas Yamsuf, you recognize it's an Nes. When it comes to Nisim Nistarim, the Nes doesn't always jump out at you. It requires that you take a step back. You look at what happens to Klal Yisrael in a holistic view, and then you recognize how each small step indeed fits. Perhaps that's part of Pshat and Mechaber and Tafresh Sadi that tells us that before you lay in the Megillah B'tzibur, Poshet Ki Geres Laharos HaNes. The Baal Kori has to open up the Megillah, which is in front of you. It's not enough simply to lay the pasuk that's before you, but it's necessary to have the broader perspective. And that's part of the uniqueness of Purim, the recognition of the Yad Hashem, even in times of Hester Panim as well. You know, when you have, as we do, a leap year, there are two candidates for Purim, for Kriyas HaMegillah, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, the Machlokes Tanayim, Megillah Davav, Mabez. The fact that there is a machlokes sounds as though both are absolute candidates. You know, the Gaon comments, if a person has yartzeit and adar, both dates should be commemorated, adar rishon and adar sheni, because both are considered to be adar, because the Gemara does not say that obviously adar rishon or obviously adar sheni. The Gemara says adar rishon because ein mavirin al hamitzvos, and yet we paskan like Rav Shimon Gamliel, adar sheni, because mismoch geula geula adiv. It's better to juxtapose Purim and Pesach. The Gemara doesn't explain exactly why, but it seems perhaps obvious that that really is the lesson that Ramban in the very end of Parshas Bo, umin hanisim hagdolim mefursamim adamoda benisim hanistarim. Sometimes it takes the Nes Nigla in order to be able to recognize the nisim hanistarim. And just as on Chanukah, Nes of Mochama, Nes of Pach HaShemen, that's the Purim and the Pesach experience. And if you have an opportunity either to broaden that gap or to narrow the gap, then of course, Mismach Geula Geula Adiv, and therefore we wait. Ein Mavirin al Mitzvos, yes, but here it's more important to wait until Adar Sheni to be able to commemorate these Nisim. And that, no doubt, is the essence of Purim. Recognition of Hashkochas HaShem in Hester Panim. And that is Chuasam Hayisal Netzach. If you require Nisim Gluyim, In order to recognize Hashkafas Hashem, you can experience stops and starts, because we don't always experience a Nes Nigla. That is not something that a person can consistently tap into. But if you're able to recognize Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu, then Shuasam Hayisa LeNetzach, then in every walk of life, a person can recognize, of course, this is considered to be Hashkafas Hashem. And therefore, that lesson of Purim is an enduring one. And even Lasidlava, when we experience Nisim Gluyim, but the role of Purim, to hone our vision, to appreciate every single Nes Nistar, that's something that is not only relevant now, but Shuasam Hiyisa LeNetzach, that is something that is everlasting, that which is enduring. And that was the greatness of Knesset Yisrael, to be able to recognize Hashkachas Hashem, even in times of Hastar. And the question, of course, is then what? Then what? You recognize Hashkachas Hashem. You realize even in times of Golos and even in times of Hester Panim, even Akate Yavde Hashveru Shanan, without an overt recitation of Hallel, the Sugi Megillah Daf Yudale, but nonetheless, we recognize that the Yad Hashem is absolutely present, but then what? How does that impact? How does that change who you are? And that was the amazing two-step process of Knesset Yisrael. Number one was the recognition of Hashkachas Hashem, but followed by the Kimu V'Kiblu, Ayehudam V'Aleyam V'Arzaram, that it culminated in a sense of Kabbalah Sator. Because sometimes in life that people are able to perceive, they're able to recognize, you realize when you take a step back and you have that panoramic view of Knesset Yisrael, that you realize that there's nothing that's mundane or routine or capricious, but everything is orchestrated by Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the question is, then what? So how do you internalize that lesson? It has to be internalized in terms of a Kabbalah Sator, of Kimu V'Kim La'ihud and V'Aleyam V'Alzaram. And that is Chuasam Ayis LaNetzach, to be able to recognize Yeshua Hashem in every walk of life, and to be able to channel that experience in order to see to it that intensely a person is able to be mekabel the Torah session. And that is an unusual combination. Purim is a time of Hester Panim. I've often thought that when the Gemara tells us, and Zayin Wad Beis, Chayiv Vinishlim Bimsu Biparaya, that you drink on Purim, that really is not ultimate simcha. Drinking on Purim is an indication of Hester Panim, that there's something missing, there's something artificial, almost a stimulus that's necessary. The Baal HaMemra of Chayin Zimish Nusud B'Paraya, right, is Rava, and Rava Yudal Amad Aleph is the one who explains that you can't recite Hallel because Akat Yavde Chashveru Shanan. No Hallel because the Simcha is incomplete, but you're obligated to express Simcha. That expression of Simcha is a recognition that there's something missing, there's something lacking, something incomplete. When you're in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mikdash Hashem, Yayin V'Sheichar Al Teisht in Parsha Shmini, that's not an option. It's precisely because you recognize that we're not quite there, perhaps even far from, and therefore more is necessary to be able to recognize Yeshua Hashem and to channel that in the sense of Kabbalah Sator. Says B'nai Yeshiva, that no doubt is our message at that time, not to lose the focus of what Purim is supposed to represent. It represents intensity of recognition of Hashkachas Hashem and our response through the sense of Kabbalah Sator. You know, our Kabbalah Sator and Harbatza Sator take so many different forms in the yeshiva. But Baruch Hashem, that after much work, and to thank Rav Ariel for all the work that he put into developing the Torah app, that we're launching it internally, to be able to have all of you access, to be able to iron out any kirks that we have before it is done in a broader venue. But it's something that shouldn't be taken for granted, an opportunity of Baruch Hashem, the wonderful Magidi Shir of the yeshiva, simply to be able to expand the reach of what goes on within the Kosle Beis HaMedrash, to be able to allow others to avail themselves to this opportunity. But I urge you to take advantage. Any comments or questions, any tikkunim, please see Ariel. Baruch Hashem, that this is a a step further in a small way toward our Harbatzas HaTorah within the Kosne Beis HaMedrash and beyond. For all of us, this is a time to take very, very seriously. This is a moment to recognize Yeshua Hashem, a moment to internalize that lesson of Kiblu V'Kiblu without any sense of kfiya, without any sense of coercion, but rather an opportunity to be able to express as a true Ben Yeshiva what exactly it is that we celebrate during the Yemei Mishta V'Simcha.